everyone. Welcome to Reach Higher Riverside, where we share all Reach Higher stories happening in the greatest county in the nation. My name is Priscilla Grijalva, and I work at the best high school in the world. We have a special interview with Natalie Canova. She graduated from La Sierra High School in Albert Unified School District in 2014. She is also a graduate of the University of California, Riverside, where she was fortunate to travel abroad while in college. She was able to go to Italy, and she met some amazing people, and we get to interview one of them. Ilaria currently lives in Italy and is going to college in Milan. This whole coronavirus has changed a lot of things in the world. It came out of nowhere. We are all in this together. I'm going through this just like everyone else, and I hope this interview gives you hope. Stay strong, Italy. To the class of 2020, I saw this post online. You were born into this world during 9/11 and will graduate during a pandemic. You are strong. You are hope. We stand together with you. To everyone listening, continue to wash your hands and keep your social distancing. We will continue to persevere, and we hope you enjoy this interview. Natalie and Ilaria, if you could please introduce yourself and where you're from.
So, hi everybody, I'm Ilaria Carofiglio. I am an Italian girl. I come from the south of Italy, a city called Bari on the Adriatic Sea. And I'm about to graduate from my bachelor in Bocconi University, a university in Milan.
Hi everyone, my name is Natalie Canova. I am from Riverside, California. I graduated from La Sierra High School in 2014. And I recently graduated from the University of California, Riverside in 2018, and I currently work at a psychotherapy practice.
Nice. Natalie, can you talk about your study abroad program you did in Italy and how you learned about it while you were at UCR?
Yes. Well, funny thing is, I really wanted to study international business because I love people and I enjoy learning about different cultures, but I found out that UCR doesn't offer international business. And so I ended up I got my major in business administration. And I, even though that international business wasn't an option, I didn't want that to stop me from gaining that international experience. So before beginning at UCR, I like set a goal for myself that I would study business in a different country. And at orientation, they share with you how they have study abroad trips. And so I got a little bit of information, and I knew I would want to study abroad in Italy because my dad's grandfather was born and raised in Italy. And during World War II, his family immigrated to Guatemala. And I didn't at the time know anything of like the Italian culture other than watching the Godfather movies. And so my first year at UCR, I took Italian courses. So I took 5 quarters of Italian before going to study abroad at the University of Bocconi. And Ila can probably talk to you more about how I did with Italian, because in the U.S. standards, I was like advanced Italian, but in Italy, it was really pre-elementary. And so Ila and I, we met each other like during the beginning of my semester, and we were with each other till the end. So she could tell you like how I did with my Italian.
Yeah, she improved a lot.
Yeah. So how did you guys meet while you were in Italy?
We met through a mutual friend of ours, Anna Martinelli. I met her at an event at the dormitory where we all lived, and there was an event for all the Bocconi students, and it was to go to a club called Just Cavalli. And so she invited us, and I met Ila and also our other friend Davide. And since then, like, we became super close.
Yeah. Since the first day.
What was the best part about studying abroad?
The best part for me was the friends that I made. Ila, Anna, my friend Chiara, and Alessia. These people were the reason why I extended my stay in Italy. I had applied for just a semester, but They really like opened their homes to me and showed me like how it is to be a true friend. And I didn't want to say goodbye so quickly. And my advisor, shout out to Mayu, she's the Miss Grijalva of the UCAP advisory in Italy. But she knew that I loved it so much and asked me if I wanted to extend my stay, and shared with me some scholarships I could apply for, which I did. I did apply for and received. So my best part was just getting to make amazing friendships.
Do you have any tips you'd like to share with any of the students that would probably want to do that in the future?
Yes, I would say if you're curious about studying abroad, you should definitely try to connect with the study abroad department on your campus, because everyone that works in that office has studied abroad, and you can get more just like you can ask some questions that you may have, and they can help you if you need like financial support. There's so many scholarships out there that you can apply for. There are fairs that you can attend where they have like tabling, and at each table, it's the different programs. So you can talk to each student that is tabling because they have done that program.
Oh, Hilaria, our hearts go out to you and those around the world. Can you tell us a little about what is going on in Italy, your emotions, and how you deal with what is going on?
Yes, of course. So thank you for your words. The situation in Italy right now is like an emergency. So we are facing a difficult period because our healthcare system is really like, it's a very good healthcare system. But as you perfectly know, this virus is spreading very, very fast in Italy. We have actually 26,000 positive cases, which is really, really a lot compared to the other countries at the moment. Personally, my emotions are, of course, I'm worried for my country, because we have never faced a situation like this. And despite our healthcare system is very, very good and is free for the people, the numbers are so high that especially in the north of Italy, we can't contain the number of the people in the hospitals. So we are trying, the country is struggling and is trying to like host as hospitals other areas such as hotels and other things. This is happening thanks to the many, many people that are donating. And me, myself, I did two in my hospital in my city because this is very important. So I'm feeling very much attached to my country in this moment. And it is something like it's a strange feeling because, of course, we are always, as Italians, feeling as it is like to be Italian, to be, you know, a warm person, always welcoming others and cooking and having fun. But in this case, it's another sense of is another feeling. It's different. Despite this part of being worried, I'm also feeling a new sense of attachment to my family because I'm spending a lot of time at home. As you know, yeah, we are all actually locked in our homes. So the positive side in this moment is that I'm spending more time with my family. And for us Italians, the family is like a crucial part of our lives. So having the possibility to spend more time with your family at home has very much positive sides as well.
What's been the hardest part of the shutdown?
So the hardest part of the shutdown has been like the night of the 7th of March, which has been the night in which an official communication about the shutdown that was going to happen the day after arrived on the media. This unofficial news spread panic around the people because this communication was about the north of Italy that was going to be locked down. Because at the beginning, only the northern part of Italy was locked down, not the entire nation. And that night, me and a lot of other people as me had literally to escape from Milan, Lombardy and the area of the north of Italy to try to reach our homes and our family. Because from the day after, all the flights, trains, medium of movement were going to be cancelled. So really, that night has been for me like a movie, maybe an horror movie, I don't know, a thriller movie, because yeah, we had to find some way to go back home. And fortunately, one friend of mine had his car in Milan. So me, him and another friend of mine, we literally jumped into the car without doing luggages and anything, because that night was the only time to leave from the morning after, or either from that midnight, some people were saying. The roads were going to be closed, and we had to remain in that area alone, because I live in Milan for the university, but my home city, as I said, is in the south of Italy. So my family, everybody were in my home in Bari. So that night has been a bit of a struggle, but me and all the other people, we managed to find a way to go home to our families, because in this moment, really the most important thing is to be in company with somebody else and don't stay alone during this really emotional and difficult period.
Yeah, I can imagine. I'm glad you were able to make it home. And you sound like you're healthy and you're doing well as far as that. And as far as your university, what are they doing? Are you guys going online, or did they just discontinue school altogether?
No. So yeah, perfectly. I'm completely healthy, and my family and my friends as well. So thanks God for that. By the way, my university, as all other university, are practicing distance learning since the beginning. So this was very, very like an efficient practice. Since day two, after the quarantine started and everything started, we had online lectures, either live lectures or uploaded videos by the professors. So nothing has been like canceled. The lectures are going on. We still don't know if we will be able to do our exams that are in May in the university or online. So we are still waiting to know what is going to happen, because really every day something new happens. There are new rules, new laws by the government. So now until the 3rd of April, every kind of school and institution and university is closed in Italy. But rumors and like the prospects say that they will prolong this mandate for more than the 3rd of April.
Wow. Yeah. And then that's kind of what's happening in the United States. But we're behind you guys on this whole thing. So I was wondering, how do you guys manage supply and stock and food? And because in California, it seems like people are rushing to the stores just to get supplies here. Are you finding the same thing there?
Yeah, I completely understand. It was the same precise situation in mid-February, where the beginning of this happened in Italy. So in the second end of February, people were rushing to the supermarkets to supply stock of food. And for example, there were the pasta shelves empty, the tomato sauce shelves empty. And it really seemed like, I don't know, an apocalyptic situation. Fortunately, though, after a couple of weeks, people realized that it really was not necessary, because you can supply food anytime. Like the grocery stores and the pharmacies are open and will remain open, as well as all the industries that work to stock them. So, for example, farms and all the pharmacies and all the industries that work to produce food and other utilities. Therefore, really, after a couple of weeks, people realized that it was not necessary, and like going to grocery started to be normal again. You could find everything that you need. And then right now, the latest news are that you have, in order to do grocery, you have to queue outside the supermarket to get in one by one or two by two, no more than that, in order to respect the minimum distance, that is 1 meter apart from one person to another. So when you go to the grocery, you have to consider that you will spend certainly a bit more time, because you have to wait outside in order to ensure that a few people are doing groceries at the same time.
Yeah, that's good. I was wondering about that, because a lot of people are worried about food and even toilet paper. So that gives us hope that, you know, those are all going to be restocked and people shouldn't be worrying about that stuff.
Yes, definitely.
And I like that they make them wait outside, because that's the social distancing, but that must take forever to get in the store.
Not forever, because fortunately there are so many stores that maybe at like every couple of corners, so there is one. So fortunately, but yes, you have to wait in order to respect the laws and respect the proper distance, because every kind of agglomeration of people, every kind of place where there could be more than a certain number of people is closed. So then if everybody groups into supermarkets, then that is not a solution. So, of course, there are these rules in order to ensure that people are not touching each other, are not too close to each other in those situations either.
And I also wanted to ask you, has depression set in because of this isolation? I know you're with your family, but at the same time, you're still isolated. If so, how do you get through it every day? Like, what do you do to entertain yourself?
So fortunately, talking about me personally, I am a person that really enjoys entertaining herself with, for example, reading books or either studying or doing like any kind of thing, watching movies, talking to the telephone with people. But this is only because, as you correctly said, I have the lack of being together with other people. Certainly some depression and some sense of isolation has arrived for the people of the cities in the north of Italy that has been locked down since the beginning. So there are some places that are locked down since mid-February. So these people are already since 1 month in isolation. That is really a much serious situation compared to mine, that is 10 days today. So I think that it's very important to entertain yourself with all the things that I, for example, mentioned. In my case, I'm having Chinese course online. It is just because it's something that I wanted to do from a lot of time, and that right now I have the time to do it. So really, it's up to finding things to do. You have to make your day full, because despite a couple of hours of lectures, then of course the entire day you are alone. So in the case of Italian people, I think that people are spending a lot of time, for example, playing games, cards with the other member of the family, because it's really one of the most used the way to spend time where you are at home in your family, for example, during the holiday period, usually. Certainly, the other people that are facing a harder time, that don't have the luck to have other people around, maybe they are using, for example, FaceTime, all the technologies available to spend most of their time with other people. Because if you spend too much time alone, of course, you can feel some depression and some other sense of complete isolation.
Yeah, that's good that you keep yourself busy. And how would you, or what would you tell people out here as far as, like, if they're not taking it serious, like, what made you guys take it so serious in Italy that people started to listen?
Yes, so of course I would say to everybody, so to the 10 days ago Ilaria, because that's what you are right now, like you are 10 days behind what we are now, to take this situation very seriously, because it's not the virus itself that it's very dangerous, because not that's the matter. The matter is that if you make it spread a lot, then the healthcare system cannot support the people anymore, and then they have to choose which people to cure. This is the problem. It's not the virus itself that is very, very dangerous, but it's the implications that it can have on the number of people that you can in which you can spread it to. So I would suggest to everybody to really take the situation seriously and stay at home, which is what happened in Italy when the government, our Premier Conte, started the lockdown period, because it's something that has never happened in history, in our lives. I mean, I am very young, so of course, thank God, not in mine, but neither my parents have experienced something like this, because to be locked down at home and having to go out only for groceries and pharmacies certainly is not a normal situation. So when we all recognized that was from the government, from everybody, my mother herself is a doctor, so I'm really facing this situation personally. We all realize that it's a serious matter, and it's the best thing to do to stay at home, avoid everything that is avoidable for now, in order to contain the effects of this virus. This is the most important thing, without worrying too much, but with caution about this fact that it's important to stay at home and avoid every kind of contact that is not necessary. Doing so, I believe that California and the United States can really be take Italy as an example and try to anticipate the spread of the virus, and therefore, so you will not arrive to such a high number of people that are positive. So if you take these things seriously from the beginning, I think that it really can make a huge difference for you.
And so your mom's a doctor. Is she currently working in the healthcare system?
So no, my mother does not work in a hospital because my mother is what we call a doctor of work. So she's actually working to help companies to find stocks of masks, gloves, or for example, to take all the precautions and the security distances and all these kind of things, to take the temperature before you go to work and all these kind of things. But at the same time, because I mean, she has a lot of friends in the system, she tells me that they are recruiting thousands of doctors because there is such a high need right now that they are very much requested, and that they are having like extremely long hours of working. They are staying all day in hospital and all night, are having like working schedules very much prolonged for this reason.
Yeah. And what kind of tips do they give you guys out there? Because like for us, they tell us like keep away from each other, like the social distancing, at least 6 feet, wash your hands frequently. Obviously eat healthy. Is there certain things they're telling you to eat or certain things to do?
So at the beginning, they were telling us the same exact things as they are telling to you right now. So it is very, very important to wash your hands, because if you with your hands have touched somewhere where someone with the virus has touched, and then you put your hands on your face, which is something that everybody do, then it can become a problem. But right now that this situation is evolving and everybody understood that they have to wash their hands, etc., they suggest to wear a mask to protect yourself, even though they are very, very rare to find right now. So if you can find some in a preventive way already, I think it would be better for everybody. And also maybe to wear gloves when you are around, so you don't touch with your hands, like reusable plastic gloves, so you can touch around and then throw them, and you don't touch anything with your hand while you are around. And this, for the food, what the people are saying is that as for like normal flus and other things, vitamin C is a very good preventive way to stay in health. So drinking a lot of orange juice or taking like vitamin C pills. This is the only thing regarding food that they're spreading at the moment.
And how do you feel this has changed you?
I think that I really understood what it means to like stop and think and rest like at home, because usually in our lives we are facing, you know, a fast-paced life, university, studying, working part-time or seeing friends, everybody all the time connected. But really, this is an important period to reflect, to understand, to stay alone, spend time with yourself, with your mind, connect your mind and your body in the best possible way, because really now we are facing a prolonged time alone. So it's a good chance to understand, how do I deal with myself alone for a lot of time? This is like a very important thing that I am learning. I'm still learning in these days.
Yeah, and we're still in the beginning stages, so I can't imagine, you've already been through a lot.
Yes, we have been through quite a good part, but it's not ended yet. Like I think it will be prolonged even more.
So I wanted to ask you and Natalie, is there anything else you would like to share with us?
Well, for me, just about studying abroad, I would like to share to students, like if you're going to be going to a different country, I suggest really taking the time to meet the people from that country and also attempting the language, because that will, I believe, change your experience. And also the people from that country will really respect you. So that's something that I would like to share.
Yeah, I completely agree with Natalie. And I have to say that she was really the only exchange student that I know that has been all the time with Italian people and not with the other exchange students. And she was the only one. And it was the best thing. I think maybe she had one of the best experiences in the campus, because usually exchange students tend to stick together, like people that do the study abroad, then they stay together between internationals. But then you don't reach the real culture of the country if you don't spend people that are from that country. So really, that's a great advice for everybody.
Yeah, that's, you really got to immerse yourself in the culture and experience it. So that's good that Natalie did that. For our last part of the podcast, we like to do the Sunshine Spotlight. Can you each share at least one thing that's made you happy this week?
Ila, do you want to go?
Yeah, of course, of course. So I can think about actually yesterday that I have had a very, very happy and good time for like 1 hour of my day. And I realized how lucky we are having the technologies that we have, because yesterday was the birthday of one of my closest friends. And thanks to an app on the telephone, it is called the House Party, that everybody is using to do FaceTime in a lot of people. We basically organized her birthday party on this app. And this made me incredibly happy, because for us, the birthday is a very important day. And having the possibility, despite this real emergency, to spend it a lot of people together, like we were 15 people together, chatting and having fun and singing for her happy birthday, was really, really an amazing thing. So maybe this app will spread over there too in the next weeks. I don't know. It's very nice. You can play games. You can spend time together, even at a distance. And it's really, really a nice thing, a happy way to spend your time.
So is it like you can all see each other on the app, and does it have a limit?
Yes, it has a limit of 10 people where you can see each other. It's called House Party. And in more, you can chat and you can play trivia, you can play games together. But this, in less people, you can play the games in small groups. But it's really nice, because with the usual phone, I think that 4 is the maximum number allowed. So having the chance to spend time in more people together in such occasions similar to this one, it's can really make a difference.
Oh, okay. I'll have to check that out. Thank you for that tip.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And how about you, Natalie?
My favorite part about this week would have to be like how great technology is, because our mutual friend, Anna, she was studying abroad this semester at Boston University. And unfortunately, she had to return home, but it makes sense because she didn't want to be in lockdown in Boston by herself. So she chose to return to Italy so that she could be with her family. And before her flight left, I called her on WhatsApp. We did a video chat, and I got to see her and just told her that, like, I'm praying for her, and I know, like, everything's going to go well with her, for her and her family and friends, and that I'm glad that she gets to spend time with them. And she texted me saying that made her day, that it really meant a lot that we got to see each other before she left.
Yeah, well, that's really good that you got to connect with her. And I guess for me, I'm very grateful to speak to both of you guys and meet Ilaria through Skype. I appreciate you sharing all those tips with us, and hopefully we can spread the word and more people can be safe and healthy. And I really hope that everything goes well out there, and I will think about you guys and pray for you in Italy.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, if you guys could just say goodbye to everyone out there listening.
Bye, everyone. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to us.
Bye, everyone. And enjoy and stay at home. It's important.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Reach Higher Riverside. You can follow us on Twitter at RH Riverside. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel at Reach Higher Riverside. You can also subscribe to our iTunes or Google Play Music and give us a rating. Thank you so much for listening in. We appreciate all of you tuning in. And as Michelle Obama would say, when they go low, we reach higher. We'll be right back.